Music, food, art. These things define and unite us. And they come in colors that breathe culture. Colors that connect us with their variety and richness. You'll find that same variety in Valspar Ultra Paints. Great coverage and durability starting at $29.98 per gallon. Enjoy everyday protection against scuffs and wear with a smooth, washable finish. We're made of colors. And with Valspar Ultra, you can reflect that pride of culture you have inside on every wall of your home. Available at Lowe's.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So there was a breach for a sex toy company. By the way, if you're ordering a sex toy, in this day and age, who cares? No, who cares? Autos suck, whatever you're grabbing, man.
I don't think it's less about people knowing you ordered a sex toy. It's more about your personal information and finance stuff being out there, credit card.
Well, don't you figure it's out there anyway?
Yeah, pretty much. You're supposed to just look at your credit card every day.
There are 75,000 different ways for someone to steal your identity.
Look at your bank account, look at your credit card every day.
You know, they're awfully good about if something...
And sometimes it sucks because it's really high and you go, damn, I don't want to look at it again. Right.
Yeah, you mean your bank letting you know? They're good about it. Well, they don't just shut you off. That's what they used to do. That's what Wells Fargo used to do.
Yeah.
I'm in Mexico. Oh, yeah, you're done. Wherever you are, you're done. You can't. I'm like, I have no money now. You can't just do that because you didn't know I was going to be here. Like, you can't do that.
No, but if they said something fraudulent, they're on top of it.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Now it's totally, the bank I've now, it's totally different. You know?
I've made a large purchase, like an appliance or something on a credit card, and within a minute, I'll get a text alert from the credit card company. Hey,
did you buy an auto shock?
Did you buy this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. No, never mind. We were just checking.
I just had that happen with Insane Clown Posse tickets.
They say, really? You want to spend this money on this?
They should have just flat out denied you.
Hell yeah, that's me. The most annoying one we had, we were traveling to Indiana once and stopping at, incrementally stopping at gas stations along the way. And the bank's like, is this you? I'm like, you could maybe use a little common sense.
You're right.
We started by our house, and then 2 hours later, we stop at another gas station and then another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've gotten better over that. Because
they used to like you to notify them.
I know. If
you were leaving the
crap.
Country. And now, now they say that's not necessary.
It is not necessary now,
because we called our credit cards when we were going to New Zealand, and we were informed that you really don't have to do this in the future. They're staying on top of it.
I was kind of bummed out when I got that notification. The bank reached out because we're traveling across Iowa. I'm like, we need to get out more.
Yeah, right. This seems absurd.
Wait a minute. Your credit card.
This guy left Nebraska.
You were in the east Iowa. Part of town. Yeah. What's going on?
The alarm starts going off at the bank.
That's why. That's what's sad about mine. Oh, you're in Louisiana or Arkansas? Yeah, of course. We get that. Yep. Again. Texas, that's fine. Yeah,
that's a pretty nice looking fleshlight, though. Yeah. I'm looking at the picture.
Did you pull it out of your drawer?
No, in the store. In the store.
I'll take things I never thought I'd hear today for $200.
Again, one of us lives alone and could buy one.
I have never ordered a sex toy. Am I the only one here?
I never ordered one either. No.
No.
We used to give them to
us. Not
even
as a gift?
We had sex toys advertisers drop off a bunch of stuff over the years.
So
we got those. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I won one at a Christmas party once, but that was it.
How much is a good Tenga cup here? Did you check into the prices?
I didn't even look. No.
What's a Tenga cup?
That's, I don't know if I can say the name of it.
AKA fleshlight.
Dong.
A fake dong.
A big dong? Okay.
No, this is a suction device.
What'd you do with it?
I didn't do anything with it.
What do you think he did?
I didn't.
It's a sex toy.
You didn't put it on your favorite chair?
I think I re-gifted it. Nick, do you have it? No. Yeah. I think I re-gifted it. Never used.
He might be the funniest member of your family.
Yeah. Or he's just having it sitting in the guest room.
Here. Just in case.
In case a guest needs it.
Yeah.
I assure them it's clean. Listen, I just cleaned this up.
Yeah, but I don't know, because then I would feel so inefficient next to it, you know?
Was it a big one?
I didn't really measure up. Yeah.
Oh, well, then you have to purchase carefully then.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I took it on one of those, like, you know, Dirty Santa things or whatever.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'll steal that from you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
These Tanga cups are made for single use.
Really?
Yeah. When you Google it, one of the people also ask pops up that Tanga cups are generally single use, designed for one-time use for hygiene and the best experience, and should be discarded after one use, though some users clean and get a second use from the outer sleeve. Looks like they make reusable ones, but for the most part, they're like maybe like $11.
Right. You put them in a trash can that says...
You're going to buy $11, you're going to masturbate. Yeah. The fleshlight's going to take care of you. You're going to throw it away. It must just be the inner lining, Nick, you change out. Yeah. Push told me that's what it is, probably.
Right. Yeah. And then you have a trash can marked shame. And that's where all your Tanga cups go.
There's some pretty costly... I'm looking at one here on their website that's almost $400.
You're not
for a single use.
No. This is one of the reusable. This is a costly piece of electronics here, obviously.
So you're going to get lots of ads now.
$400 single use, you just get a hooker.
Right. Seriously.
Yeah.
And you throw her out too. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
One time use and throw it away.
Or she throws you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing looks quite elaborate. Yeah. And yeah, for $400, it probably should be.
How much were the single use? Did you price those?
Like $11.
Oh.
That might not suck as well. Yeah.
What is it? I don't even know what this is.
It's a flesh. I don't know.
Right there,
it's a sleeve.
How's it work, Bush? No.
I just want to watch you to trying to like show you what it is.
You masturbate.
Your hand
with a machine.
Is like,
we all masturbate. Yeah. So we're all on that. You know, gay or straight, we're all masturbating. So it's something to put on the top of that. And yeah,
multiple
spins.
Use ones.
So it's like a fleshlight.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were calling it something else.
Oh no, it's a fleshlight.
You can't wait. You can't just discard a fleshlight after one use, right? Aren't they kind of expensive?
No. But these are single use.
Those are single. Oh, I see. They're okay.
Cup.
That's what. Okay, that's what I hadn't heard.
Still
that.
$11.
One and done.
Yeah.
For the original vacuum cup, it says the OG, the GOAT, the reigning champ, $9.99. 4.2 stars.
They shouldn't call it the GOAT, too, by the way.
What are you doing? Banging the GOAT.
Yeah.
No. Greatest of all time.
No, it's the greatest sex toy of all time.
You
don't understand.
So it's like a one-use fleshlight. That's interesting.
If that fleshlight was invented, when we were all teenagers, oh, my God. You'd never leave your bedroom. We barely left our bedroom anyway at that age.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you've bought something from Tanga, you may be open to a fraud. So you may want to change your passwords, they're saying.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
162 million sex toys shipped globally since they were founded 20 years ago.
Wow.
Well, sex is people want to have sex
with it's themselves.
Like if you get the beginner bundle, there's two Tangas and it comes with an egg, but I'm not sure what the egg does.
Your butt.
You said that way too quick.
Well, yeah.
These small eggs contain a small, stretchable elastomer sleeve that suits most sizes.
Order one for the office. Order one for the studio.
No matter what your size, we've got you covered.
Right. It says the eggs, they should be discarded after use. With concerns to hygiene, we do not recommend using the cup more than once, regardless of ejaculation.
That's just to get you to buy more. It's not going to matter.
Yeah.
Oh, the eggs have a hole in the middle.
Okay.
Through the center of the egg.
Oh, so it's like a ring.
It's a little mini sleeve.
Yeah, got it.
It's good for Ian. It's almost Easter time.
Yeah.
Who wants to paint
celebrate
eggs?
The
off of Dad?
He is risen indeed.
Right, guess what else is risen?
He is risen indeed.
I might have to spend $11 though.
Are you? Do you understand why Nick's quitting stand up? Are you just supportive or are you sad for him?
Yeah. No. I'm whatever you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. He wants to do. You know, I have a lot of, and they're in the South, you know, I have a lot of students. They're just going off to college.
Right.
And they're like, but my parents want, I go,
no.
You are making a decision to listen to them. I understand it's hard. I get it. But you can't use that anymore. You're 18, 19 years old. You're on your own. You know, you don't have to worry about what they think. And they literally will just stare at me like that's the weirdest thing they've ever heard.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dad's been to enough shows where he's not like, what? Why?
Yeah. Trust me, I get it. Does me a huge favor. I'm off the hook on those. Yeah. No, I think I understand. But, you know, one thing, too, is, Nick, you felt badly like you didn't. I mean, you didn't really ever want to go to the next level. You know, you just weren't interested in that. And I think you thought,
well,
oh,
sure,
it didn't.
Let's say that.
What?
Well.
But it didn't work or whatever. I go, dude, it totally worked. No matter how much money you made, no matter how many people you saw, no matter how many gigs you had, do you know how many people don't have the wherewithal and the courage
to even try it?
To say, oh, I'm okay with not knowing where my next job is coming from week after week after week. That is crazy. Like, to do that for years, that's amazing.
Yeah, you had to sit down and call bars and stuff like that. And also got you this gig, Nick, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure you heard from more than one source that is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, the bank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. The bank would alert him when he doesn't have a job.
Well, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's like when I went to...
The bills would say it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I went to Los Angeles, you know, you were what, junior in high school? Elizabeth was like in junior high, and it's right. Like... I'm like, there weren't a lot of people going, I think this is a great idea for you to go drive out there and sleep in your car and not right. have a job and whatever. I think that's great. And 15 years ago, I was running television shows when I left, you know,
right,
like,
right.
It's just it just wasn't for me anymore. But it's like,
but
you can't listen to other people because there is an element, I feel like, of whether it's admitted or not, or even realized, we don't want other people to succeed because it's going to make us feel worse. Right. About our own situation.
There were people, around me, not necessarily the people mm-hmm. I really cared about, but wonder why I was going to move to Omaha all those years ago with Todd. I said, because I like Todd.
Yeah.
And I said, it's a great opportunity for the job. And of course,
yeah. You know.
And yeah. My dad was one of the positive ones. And my mom was already gone. But you're right. A lot of people thought, why? What? Where are you going? What?
You talk to a lot of people, and the reason they moved to Omaha is me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
you know what?
Yeah. That was my next question. Were they questioning Omaha or going with Todd?
I believe it.
Well, they didn't know Todd that well. They thought Todd knew what he was doing.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah.
But they questioned Omaha because nobody knew where it really was.
Yeah.
You know, it was an East Coast bias thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But once you have that, I think like you did, that realization that the only person standing in my way is me,
right.
Then you can conquer anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Best thing I ever did in my life, you know.
Right.
And then 33 years later, I left because of Todd. No. No, not him at all. Not him at all. I'll see you soon, guys. All right. All right. Mark's hanging out with us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.